Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, Miss P, and I just want to say it's Sunday, okay? And Sunday is definitely feeling like a Sunday for me, okay? I woke up today like, is it time to go to work? I don't know how this weekend, well, rather how the day's been flying since January came in, and I can no longer relate to the days of the week or what time it is anymore. I mean, imagine just waking up in a hysterics at 4:30 in the morning thinking that I'm late for work, really? I don't know. I have to stay off the drugs. Definitely have to stay off the drugs. But anyway, I hope everybody's Sunday is going well. And I just want to give some shout-outs real quick because I get nothing but love from a certain amount of individuals. So, I mean, if I leave someone out, forgive me. Okay, it's Sunday. My brain's on slow mode. But I just want to start out with LBD. Definitely want to give them love. You know, they always take the time out to show Miss P love. And for that, I mean, there are so many people that I meet along the way, but it's just certain people that just stand out, and they're definitely a group that you guys need to check out. So I posted their link on my page. Y'all can kind of scroll down and find it, LBD, or you just Google it on, not even Google it, just put it into Facebook and come up, like their page, support their music. They have a song called Flow. And, you know, it took a while for me to get this song, but when I finally got it, it was well worth the wait. I'm definitely going to be playing that tonight. I want to give a shout-out to Fee Sexy Ma. I want to give out to Tisha Robinson. I mean, there's so many, Diamond Dallas, James Kessie. There's so many that the list is crazy. So we'll be here all night talking about who I love and who Show Miss P love. So the show must go on. So on another note, I also want to say that, you know, I'm definitely working really hard on this magazine, and it was supposed to launch this year. However, a friend and I were having a conversation today. Basically, we were talking about how people always say that they want things in life, or people always say that they want to do this, or they're tired of this and they're tired of that. But given the opportunity to do something bigger than yourself, or to apply your creativity or your talents or your skills in a certain way to empower another, as well as while you're empowering another, you're uplifting yourself to that plateau where you're trying to achieve in your life, because I do feel that God has us all here for a reason. Everyone that I have met, Viva Social Network is full of SHIT. Let me just say that, really, as far as networking concerns when it comes down to business, is really that you meet a person out of like the almost 3,700 people that have ads on my page, that is probably like 2% of those that are about their business. So shout out to all the 2% of those 3,700 people that are really about their business. So what I decided to do as of today is really take my networking to a whole nother level outside of the social networks, because you can really find somebody that's committed to change and really staying dedicated to the cause. Really, it's just like if I was an employee and you actually worked for me, there would be a lot of fired people. Let me just say that, seriously, without even a shadow of a doubt, because people cannot stay committed, and that's sad to me. But I'm going to just keep on praying, and I'm going to keep on trucking, and I'm going to keep on moving, and the magazine may be pushed back a little bit, but it will come to light. So that's all I have to say about that. So while we're waiting, our guest for today is Scarfella, and he's basically going to be coming on and talking to us a little about what he do and why he does what he do and et cetera, et cetera. So I'm looking forward to hearing all that and then some. So in the meantime, I'm not going to talk you baby's heads off, so I'm going to just play that song that I mentioned earlier about LBD, and it's called Flow. Oh my goodness, really? Like, really? Now I'm ready to play that again. No, seriously, like, is that allowed? Like, imagine calling a radio show and they just played a track and then they turn around and play the track again. Like, I think the Intune show would be the first because I think I have to hear that again. Or am I playing myself? I don't know. It just put me in one of those moods, you know? So it's like I was moving in slow motion today, getting up, thinking I had to go to work, moving in slow motion today, stumbling over my words all day and couldn't get my thought process together. But after playing that, I'm like, dang, you know? Whoa, okay. So shout out to LBD. Have Miss P over here, you know, fanning herself. Definitely a hot track. Definitely something that, you know, I've been listening to. And definitely have me wanting to play it again. Okay, so anyway, guys, like I said, I just repost LBD's like page on my page. See, I can't even think now after that song. Thanks, LBD. Thank you. You know, go on my page, like their page, support them. You know, they're based in VA, they're doing their thing, and you know, not only are they like writing and producing, they're playing like instruments. They're doing the damn thing. So just show love, you know, show love. So we have Scarfella. I'm about to call him in a second. But before that, let's just play one of his tracks to kind of get familiar with him before I call him on the air over, you know, and see what he's working with and what he's all about. And this one is going to be called Remix.
I'm make him look, I'ma make him look, I'ma make him look, I'ma make him look.
Let's go.
I got him looking now, I got him looking now, I got him looking now, I got him looking now. I'ma make him look, I'ma make him look, I'ma make him look, I'ma make him look.
Let's go.
I got him looking now, I got him looking now, I got him looking now, I got him looking now. I'ma make him look, I'ma make him look, I'ma make him look, I'ma make him look. I'm out for coop money, that Dre and Snoop money, that off the corner, off the block, off the stoop money. Fresh the face out the pot, call it stew money. And my blood's in the east, call it flu money. My crips in the west, call it true money. And I still can't believe how much I blew money. Sneaker box stash full of shoe money. I got him looking now, so I'm throwing new money.
I'ma make him look, I'ma make him look, I'ma make him look, I'ma make him look.
Let's go.
I got him looking now, I got him looking now, I got him looking now, I got him looking now.
I'ma make him look, I'ma make him look, I'ma make him look, I'ma make him look.
Let's go.
I got him looking now, I got him looking now, I got him looking now, I got him looking now. I got him looking now, this is third lap. My money get wet, bird bath. Pop push the coupe, swerve that. And you know I dress fresh, church hat. Boy, I get it in, tell him learn that. If you talk about the kush, tell him burn that. Want an old school dance, smurf that. Yeah, I'm talking about perfection, I'm perfect.
I'ma make him look, I'ma make him look, I'ma make him look, I'ma make him look.
Let's go.
I got him looking now, I got him looking now, I got him looking now, I got him looking now.
I'ma make him look, I'ma make him look, I'ma make him look, I'ma make him look.
Let's go.
I got him looking now, I got him looking now, I got him looking now, I got him looking now.
All right, so that was Scarfella with Remix. So we have someone on the line, 757-609-5559. I'm going to take that call, and then I'm going to call Scarfella, and we're going to get to know him a little bit better. Shout out to Fee Sexy Ma, as usual, for always supporting the Intune Show. Without her, I mean, she is like a spine, okay? So you need your spine in order to keep your bones intact. So, you know, Fee Sexy Ma is definitely a spine, or one of the vertebrae in my spine, I should say, because, you know, I have a lot of love and support from people, and she's definitely one of those. So shout out to you again, Fee Sexy Ma, for always showing Miss P love throughout the years. I really appreciate and love you. So, caller, you on the line with Miss P?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, it's LB.
Hey, LB, how are you?
Yeah. Hey, look, so I'm really stoked about how you started your show off. Like, you was just like, big shout out to LVD. I mean, I'm really excited how you started the show off today, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, I'm over here laughing. She's like, oh, slow. He was like, that song made me, I got to play it twice.
Okay, right for real. I was tempted. You know, I was debating with myself. That's why I was storming for a minute. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah. That's the other half in the background.
All right, definitely. I was just.
I was like really excited. I didn't expect that. Well, you know, I was like, listen to the show. I mean, because you said you was interviewing the guy, and I turned in, and you're just like, as soon as you started off, big shout out. You know, I said the first person you said, give a big shout out to LBD. I was like, oh wow. So.
Yeah, definitely.
This actually made my day.
I'm glad. I'm so happy to hear that because you guys make my day all the time. Anytime you guys reach out is always a pleasant surprise and it's always a pleasant feeling. So I do appreciate all the love that you guys show me in the Intune Show. So thank you guys for being so awesome.
Oh, yeah. Also, we was in the studio last night. We got a crazy new song, you know. Like, I mean, it's all recorded, everything. We're just waiting for it to get mastered. We'll definitely send that to you soon as it's mastered and finished, but we got a crazy track on the way.
Yeah, I saw that on you guys' update that you guys are in the studio. I'm just waking up,
yes.
And I'm like, damn it, what the hell, they're in the studio already? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was like 5 o'clock in the morning. We was done like 5 there for a while.
Yeah,
we got a crazy track on the way.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited about it. I mean, you guys are definitely, definitely a force to be reckoned with. So excited about what is to come with you guys at all times. You know, I'm open and I'm ready, you know. If y'all have polygamy down there, I'll be one of y'all wives, you know what I mean? Like, you know, maybe y'all should think about that. Go talk to your other half and be like, how you feel about polygamy, babe? Just a hypothetical. Miss P told me to ask.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Okay, but shout out to the wifeys and the girlfriends and, you know, whoever's the whoever.
Yeah,
Miss P is just joking. It's just joking. I don't need nobody coming killing me. You know, I'm ready to live, not die, not die. So I definitely appreciate you guys' support and the love, and I'm going to have to go ahead and take, you know, call this artist and, you know, see what's up with him.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much for the support, LB.
Thank
you so much. Thank you. I appreciate LBD. Much love.
All right.
Yeah, so that was LBD. They're just so awesome, and I really, 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 once again, want to just, you know, just take my heart, rip it out my chest, and just throw it to VA. So if you guys are, like, you know, looking up in the air, if you're not, you're going to miss it, so definitely catch that, okay? So, again, the Scarfella, I'm about to give him a call, and we're going to get into his head and see what he's talking about because, you know, I'm always curious to see where artists are coming from and what's their mission and, you know, what they're about and what their music sound like because, you know, even though there are so many rappers, so many artists, R&B-wise, et cetera, but everyone has their own unique flow. So I definitely be looking for the uniqueness in the individual when I'm interviewing them because, you know, that's what you need out here in this business because that's what's going to set you aside from all the others. So I'm calling him up right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Scarfella?
Yes, this is Scarfella. Who's this?
Hey, how are you? This is Miss P calling from the Intune show.
Miss P, Intune, what's popping, young world? How are you?
Hey, what's going on? That's the first time I was calling Young World. That took me back to Slick Rick. Remember him?
You already know. You already know what it is. You already know what it is. That good hip-hop, man. We still doing that thing, you know what I'm saying? It's just evolved. So what's up?
So I was just, you know, I just played one of your songs, Remix, and, you know, I was just telling all our listeners and supporters about, you know, how excited I was to get to know you a little bit. So we're going to just jump right into the interview, if that's okay.
That's cool. I'm here. I'm on deck.
All right.
Okay.
Definitely. Okay. All right. So tell us about yourself. Tell us, you know, how you got started.
Well, Scarfella Music Group, that was like, that didn't happen all at once. That was a growth. You know how you go through all your other little hip-hop names, you Mr. This and you That and This, you know, before we actually got to this thing here. And it's just through doing a lot of music, doing a lot of shows. You know, I always had a love for the game. Everybody influences me. There's not a rapper that I can't say can't influence me in some type of way. From Eminem back to Eric B. and Rakim, Mr. Slick Rick, you already know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it started, you know, just wanting to be able to express myself. And, you know, music is the best medium. And, you know, plus you're trying to get money, too, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even going to sit up here and lie and say that money that wasn't a factor in it, you know?
Right.
And that's
right,
pretty much it.
But what age were you when you started to immerse into the music business? You know, when did you, first discover that this is something that you wanted to jump into?
Well, all right, we've been at it. We've been at it since, you know, since teens, 18, 20, early 20s,
mm-hmm.
all through that time. We was at it, you know, doing it, trying to make it happen, taking your lumps, you know, taking your yes and no's in the game and learning the game and learning people and learning how this thing really works, you know. So, yeah, in my teens, like 18, I was setting it off.
Right. So what about the other members of your team, you know? How did you guys all link up together? Was it something y'all grew up together, or is just something that over the course of your career you met these individuals and connected?
Okay, it was a bit of both. My man Mount Everest, like I'm older than this kid, so but I've been rocking with him since he was like 15, 16. I've been rocking with him, you know. I was with him when he did his first bid up north, the whole nine. You know what I'm saying? I've been knowing him, you know. It's my brother, you know. He's my baby brother, no question. Popular Pop, same thing. I started a group with him called Brickyard. We used to live in this, you know, projects from Bricks, obviously made a Bricks, called it Brickyard. Probably did like 9 CDs with him. So the 3 of us came together. And the third, so that's the 2 members of my group, Mount Everest and Popular Pop. And the youngest member of my group, come here, boy, is my man, Jerusalem, right here. And I want to take the time to introduce him to the world.
Sure,
come here,
definitely.
Say, say what's up. Say what's up.
What's up, what's up?
Hey. How are you?
I'm doing good.
You're doing well? That's awesome. So what do you do? Rap, sing? What do you do? What's your talent?
Recording artist, party SMG, and that's all I do, just everything.
You heard him say recording artist, right? And he say rapper, he said recording artist. You heard that, right?
Oh, yes, I did, recording artist. So do you want to, say something to the world? Do you want to spit something? Is it that he raps or sings? What is it that you do? What's your talent?
He raps. God keep the goon in. God keep the goon in. Give him a 16. Go ahead.
God keep the goons in. And my flow so shiny. You can say it's crystal clear. And this is the part of my hood. And I'm the boss of this playground. This will keep up good. Yeah, my flow dirty like I'm on the woods. If you ain't getting money, play shit. I'm a young prince. I flow with the gift. I got the candy shop boot. We're just wearing a shirt. Day and night. We're uptowns. Green, white, and I move like a BMX bike. So fast, you think I'm a flying kite. Up in the sky like Superman tonight. Summer army out looking left or right. After we done, they ain't nothing left to fight. J big time, got big rhyme. Got him on the hook, fish line.
Ouch.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I'm
a
continuous
joint. I'm a continuous joint. You're going to get his joint right tomorrow.
Yeah.
I just want to run. I want to run this through first. I want to run this through first and get ready to sing you his joint tomorrow, and then you and him can get on, just you and him can get on and mash it up. You know what I'm saying? We're going
yeah.
through the whole label. We got ING.
I love it.
Okay, go ahead. He's serious,
no,
right?
I was just saying I love it. He's definitely a, oh, my goodness. And how old is
yeah,
he?
He's 7. He'll be 8. He'll be 8
wow.
in a couple of months.
Wow.
He's a baby. But he's been around.
Wow.
He's a professional. I'm telling you, he's a professional, like grown, because he's been around it. So he know how to get in the booth, lay it, double it up, go straight to his hooks. He bang, 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 bang. Not a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's goodness. I've been blessed.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm
blessed.
So. Yes. Is that your son or?
No. That's my nephew right there.
Aww.
Yo, cut it out. Hold on for a minute.
Okay.
Okay, we good. We good, money.
Yeah, definitely. That is so impressive and so awesome, and I just get butterflies in my stomach just because he is that age and he just has so much ahead of him. And, you know, I just hope that, you know, but having you outside of everything else is just going to definitely take him wherever it is he wants to go because, you know, I had chills over here. Like, get out of here. That is so awesome.
I'm getting chills right now. I'm getting chills right now because that is the thing. I tell him that all the time. I'd be like, yo, you know what? You got something that I didn't have. You got me. Like, I took all the lumps and bumps. I should be able to just, like, well, I should be able to just move him right along because it took me
right.
this long to learn the doors to open and things to do. And, you know, with the record industry changing, you know, from, you know, I've been around, you know, since CDs, you know what I'm saying? Cassettes and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
the record industry changed all the way to iPods. Now, you know, they, you know, we're going into a digital age. It's projected, you know, should be like a $100 million growth in the next 2 years just on digital sales. So we just got in on the ING Universal digital deal through Fontana, same digital company as Mac Miller. So it's not physical CDs, but you know the whole market is changing to digital anyway. So we're getting in at
right.
the ground floor where it's good at. You know what I'm saying? You got myself, Scarfella. I'm general up, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure they get where they're going. They don't have to take all the bumps that I did, you know? Got my man Mount Everest. He's a beast. You'll get his jump off. He Cassidy killing it. His bars is just crazy. Popular Pop, you can tell by the name. He's just popular, you know what I'm saying? That's him. He's just popular. And
right.
we got the young gunner, man. So you know, I see it happening personally this time.
Right, definitely. I mean, I'm just like in awe. Like I just forgot everything I wanted to ask you. I mean, he really knocked me off my feet. So I'm
yo, you know, I shouldn't have did that soon. I should have waited. I knew I was going to introduce him on the show today. No, I knew I was going to do that. I kind of should have waited because now, yeah, that's the effect. That's my note right there. We're gonna get that bread. You know what I'm saying? Either way, you know, however I have to look at it, you know, and he. He rhymes all day. I don't have to force him to do it. He wants to do it. He's bugging me. When are we in the studio? What are we going to do? What are we doing? And I'm more sitting back like, yo, dude, I got to do this over here, man. Be easy. You know, teach him to work the stuff himself. He's going to be a beast by the time he's 10 because he's going to know how to work it. I'm going to teach him how to work this, how to equip me or anything, man, just in case something happened to me. You know what I'm saying? He already know what it is. He know how to get that
absolutely
money. He know how to, you know, do his own independent thing because, you know, it's the time of independent music now. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I waited, actually. I'm glad I waited. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a different music industry now. You know, a lot of people then, they didn't know how to adjust to the new music industry, so they kind of ain't got no career, basically. You know what I'm saying? Basically, they ain't got
definitely
no career. But, you know, I'm here with Intune Radio. You know, I'm all over internet radio. Anybody listening to internet radio, you can catch me all over because I'm just banging it. You know how long me and you've been going back and forth, you know, through
right,
the Christmas
for a minute
thing
now.
You know,
yeah.
Going. Okay, I feel important like that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. So I wanted to know, Scarfella, how did you come up with your name?
Now, that's serious right there. A lot of people think that it's a different way, but I actually have been through a lot of groups. I'm serious. Dogs of War, I mean, where you know, I was doing my RZA thing, so to speak. You know, RZA Wu-Tang. I'm doing my RZA thing more or less. You know, crazy groups. Dogs of War, Black Sopranos, Brickyard. We did like 9 CDs with them. Earth Ruler. And it just got to the point of just dealing with people. And I understand why record labels don't want to deal with people because everybody's got their own ego. Everybody wants to do things a certain way. So needless to say, all those projects dissolved, and I was just actually sitting there scarred, you know, because I love my music. You know what I'm saying? I take my music to the heart. I really do. And, you know, I hope I get the heart to keep going. You know what I'm saying? I take my music to heart. So when somebody do something to me musically, it hurts like you slapped me. You know what I'm saying? On some real shit. Pardon me. You know what I'm saying? It hurt like you slapped me. I felt scarred, you know, and I did, you know, and it got to the point where God was basically like, listen, if you're not going to continue this, then it's going to die right here. I mean, this has been a while ago, so you see, I'm talking to you now, though, so obviously I didn't die. You know
right
what I'm saying?
Right.
God's like, it's going to die right here. If you don't pick it up, if you don't go, my son, I told you to go. I want my boys to go with me. I ain't tell them to go. I told you to go. You feel me? So
right.
I'm here, and I'm Jerusalem with me. You know what I'm saying? Listen to that. His name is Jerusalem. You feel me?
Right.
So I'm bringing. You know what I'm saying? I'm bringing that thing, man. That power,
absolutely,
man. You know that thing that's gonna have people like, you know, let's change our life. You know what I'm saying? Let's try to do better. Try to do better by our kids. You know. You know, we talk all the gun stuff and all that. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't get down on nobody how they got to eat, you know, because I done been there. And, you know, some brothers don't do it to be fanciful and say they do it. They do it because they really need to eat, man. People need to really understand
right
that. If brothers
really
ain't doing
do
it, we ain't eating. And I mean nothing. Don't have a family. Don't have a family because then, you know, you got to make it happen there. So I felt smart.
Absolutely.
Through all of that, you know. My mother dying at a young age. I watched my mother, you know, suicide, you know, young age, you know, seeing that, you feel me? So that kind of twisted me up a little bit right there, you know what I'm saying? You know, seeing your mother die, realizing what you don't got as a mother, so I am scarred and not, you know, I don't have a scar on my face. I have a scar on my heart, you know. I got a hole that can't be filled, you know, so that's it. That's the scar from the thing.
Right, and you know what? Scarfella, like, I definitely, definitely, definitely love the meaning behind your name now that I understand it. It's definitely a very, very deep meaning, and it's definitely something that, you know, while you're out there growing and you're out there educating other youth and everything like that, that's definitely an excellent story to let them know. Like, this is what happens, and this is, you know, how you progress in your life. This is what happened, but this is where I'm going in my life. So I'm definitely feeling the theory behind Scarfella is definitely a good look, definitely.
Okay.
So, you know, are there any other talents that you have outside of, like, music and producing and stuff like that? Is there anything else that someone wouldn't even imagine you doing? Like, one time I interviewed someone, and they told me they knit, and I couldn't believe
No, it's not nothing like knitting. I draw. I'm a Virgo. I'm a Virgo, so I draw. Obviously, a lot of Virgos are creative. You look at most Virgos. Nas a Virgo. I think Ludacris is a Virgo. Virgos are very, very creative, but we're very hard on ourselves too. You know, at the same time, we're always like, oh, that's not good enough, and it could be the most perfect thing, and you're like, that's not good enough. You know, so I do art. I'm handy in building. I can build. You know, I do things like that still. You know, work to construction. We'll go into a construction area some point in between. You know, this and the next 10 years. You know. That's not a skill. It's like I feel like this. Everything that I learned along my way, that I'm going to take that and use that later, because God wouldn't show me that, you know, for right. no reason. And some people have talents, like, you know, and we get into life and it just get away from you. Before you know it, you look up and you know, and it just ain't in your heart no more. So everything that I learned, I'm going to put to use, but no, I don't do anything crazy. I'm trying to think. I want to go parachute. No, I want to jump out of parachute. I've been wanting to do that just for, you know, God got me. You know what I'm saying? You got me, God? I'm going to jump out of this plane. Let me stop.
Parachute.
No, I'm being very serious about that. Me and my man been talking about that like 5 years. As soon as I get a chance, I'm going to do it. But no, I don't do anything crazy. This is what I do. Right. I do music. I don't work a job. This is 24/7 what I do, and I just got good people around me, you know, that just, you know, that help, that make it so I am able to do that, put it that way.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely. So not only do you produce and things of that nature, and, you know, you are a recording artist and stuff of that nature, so you do have artists under your belt as well.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. But right now it's just Mount Everest. And popular pop, and, you know, they my young boys, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's kind of always hard to keep them, you know, in one place at one time, you know what I mean? So I just get them and record them and just tell them, let me do this part. You don't even, you know, you just rap. You don't even need to see this part about all this radio interviewing and me contacting people and going through this and that, because they not built for that, you know? They want to see money right now, you feel me? They rap. They want to see money. They don't understand the process that it takes to go through. Like, all the times me and you had to go back and forth to get this interview popping. You feel me? Average person would have been like, all right, that's it. I ain't even doing it. I done did it 2 or 3 times.
Right.
They ain't even doing
it.
But, you know, I'm relentless. I want to be heard. I want to be heard because, you know, we I'm here, man. The production is tight. The songs are tight. And I'm going to tell you something. I ain't even really come out of my shell, because it's been such a long time doing it, you know. Let the boy get something underneath him, you know what I'm saying? Where those who I feel I can take care of, that I got to take care of, I know they're straight. So I can go out there and be a beast, and, you know what I'm saying? Because I know they're good. You know, a lot of things that stop you from doing things is, you know, you got people with you, you feel me? So you're like, I can't really do that like that, you know? You know?
Right.
Once I get that underneath me, man, and do this thing with Jerusalem, man, I just did a track today, crazy. And I've never even done a track with him before, honestly. I've never even done a track for him before. But he knows, like, all my material, like, at least going five years back, that little boy. Well, now we're making my children, I'm being honest. He's in the middle of the foot bumping. He was in the belly bumping. You know what I'm saying? He was in the belly. No, seriously. I'm being very serious when I say that.
Right.
And mom, they right there in the studio with us while we getting it in, while he's in her belly. So he didn't do nothing but hear that.
Right, exactly. So it just became second nature for him.
Mm-hmm. So he's right now is my top priority, because it's two things with him. He wants to do it, and because of who I am in his life, he will do it. You know what I'm saying? My artists, we banging, but, you know, like I said, it's kind of hard to keep my boys on one page, you know what I'm saying? So I got plenty of their stuff, you know. I probably got 50, 60, 70 tracks on these dudes, man. And they my brothers and whatever. I just know that they're not prepared for this part. So why would I keep trying to bring them along to do something that I know they're only going to hold me back on? You know what I'm saying? With Little Jerusalem, he does it, and I'm like, okay, so he's my main focus. It's outside of me doing what I'm doing, which is being a recording artist and building my label, building my brand, I should say.
Right.
building my brand. You know?
Absolutely.
If I'm not dealing with my own personal stuff, like this interview was for me, then it's Jerusalem stuff. And it just goes back and forth between me and him. And God has been good. I mean, since last year, I got to do a G-Unit Who Kid tape, which is, you know, which was like, okay, that's okay. You know, I got to do that. Got to perform a lot last year. And then, you know, people came to me and offered me this ING Universal thing, digital, you know.
Right.
I know I'm going on this end because I done did it for so long. You know, look at elements like Dipset. Okay, look at elements like G-Unit, business-wise. Look at elements like Wu-Tang. Like, through all this thing, I've learned all of that. I've learned that. You see, I'm on the phone talking to you, so you know how
right.
I get it in.
Absolutely.
I meet everybody. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead, honey.
And meeting everybody and just meeting people, Me and Papoose at the table right now. We're at the table for a minute. Money talk going back and forth. You know, he deserves to be paid. He a main man. But you'll hear something from me and Papoose in a minute. You'll hear something from me and Yin Yang Twins. You'll hear something from, we're going to try to get Murder, see what's up with him. But you'll hear something from me and, remember Shaheen from Wu-Tang Clan?
Uh-huh.
Rugged Child. Yeah, you'll hear a track from me and Rugged Child. So, I'm meeting people and I'm putting us in the right position. The digital deal is in place. This what I do with you is my promotion. I'm helming this whole joint, pushing it, making it happen. Not sleeping days to do this, but you know it's what I love to do. And actually, honestly, I tried to stop doing it. I really did, and I found out I would be. Yeah, at one point in your life you have to stop, but I mean I found out I would be. Depressed, to tell you the truth. I would be depressed if I didn't still give it my all at this point. Because, I wouldn't do nothing all day. What I do, sit there, play a video game. Might as well put my time into this and keep banging, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And then speaking of money and advancing and motivation and all that good stuff, let's play a track. This one is called Money on My Mind by Scarfella.
And Mount Everest on that joint right there.
In Mount Everest. And for those who want to call in and have any questions for Scarfella, the number is 818-495-6975. So, and if you want to call in and voice your feedback on everything he's just said about himself or on any of the music that I played tonight, give us a call and share your thoughts. Here we go. This one is Money on My Mind.
Thank you.
Can I have your attention? SMG, motherfucking heat makers, baby. You already know we make fire all fucking day.
I'ma ride with this money on my mind. Most likely I'ma die with this money on my mind. Don't worry how I get it, I'ma get it cause it's mine. And tell all of my niggas go hard on their grind. Go hard on their grind. I'm simply, strictly about money bags. Anything else, get me done, man. What else? I played the block before. I played the corner store. I had it loosely tucked and had the roofie truck. When it was time to shine, I had them groupie stuck. I heard the feathers watching, so I moved it up. They tried to tap in. I was chewing chips. I was a Pac-Man.
Yeah.
I was moving bricks.
My
I kept
money
the
up.
Gap, fam. I ain't used my lips, but now I'm steadied up. I got a better truck. I 725s to the fella up.
Let's
so
go.
I be looking down. They got their hating up. I'm elevating up. I ain't afraid of hype. This hit is right here, then it's dynamite. I mean it's showtime, a million more rhymes. Yeah, I go hard, even on your grind. I'ma die with this money on my mind. Most likely I'ma die with this money on my mind. Don't worry how I get it, I'ma get it cause it's mine. And tell all of my niggas, go hard on the grind. Go hard on the grind with that money on my mind. Most likely I'ma die with this money on my mind. Don't worry how I get it, I'ma get it cause it's mine. And tell all of my niggas, go hard on that grind, go hard on that grind. I'm simply, strictly about them big bills. Anything else is just a quick meal. I played the spots before, they used to knock the door. I had the ice trade, we did the pots before. When it was time to shine, I threw my gold on. I made them all hot, I put the stove on. They started hitting hard, I'm like, what's cracking? I was hungry for, I was cashing. Had it loose, wasn't with trying to bag it. But now I'm seeing cake, that's an easy chase. I mean, I cooked them pies, that's an easy bake. Now I see them haters, they in my TV space.
got an easy safe. I set them 100 bills. Look, meet me, play. I mean a lot of money. I'm talking lotto money. Talking killer, nigga. Never get an hour.
I'ma ride with this money on my mind. Most likely I'ma die with this money on my mind. Don't worry, I get it. I'ma get it cause it's mine. And tell all of my niggas, go hard on the grind. Go hard on the grind with that money on my mind. Most likely I'ma die with this money on my mind. Don't worry, I get it. I'ma get it cause it's mine. And tell all of my niggas, go hard on that grind. Go hard on that grind.
Yeah, so that was Money on My Mind by Everest and Scarfella. That was hot. Had me bopping.
You see that, right? And that shit's not even what I can sing you. I mean, it's not. Those, yeah, we get it in. And, you know, it's from the streets, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't here to say, oh, I'm on the streets, I'm doing this. I ain't had no mother, you know what I'm saying? So that's where it is. You know what I'm saying? You can imagine where it go after that. You ain't got no mother to keep you in the house, then you ain't in the house, you know?
Right.
But I was lucky. I was fortunate. I really was. I ain't even going to, you know, pat my own back because it was all God's doing. You know, God watches babies and fools. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah, so I had to be a fool. But, you know, you go through your lumps in life and you learn it. It comes out better in the music. It comes out better in the music, you know? So that's where I'm at
definitely.
With it right now.
Absolutely. So are you currently looking for artists to, you know, bring on board, or that's something your future plans?
No, always, always. Anybody who got something, hit me up, Scar, S-C-A-R underscore Fella, F-E-L-L-A, at hotmail.com. I don't care what you do, neo soul, where you backpacking, you rock and rolling, whatever you're doing, because good music is good music, and I'm in the business of making music and selling music. You understand? So if I can sell it, let's get it.
Definitely. So with that being said, guys, you know, definitely give them all of the promotional links and stuff that they can find you on. You just gave them your email, but what other social networking link people can listen to your music and find you if they needed to find you?
Okay, you can definitely find me on Facebook all the time. That's Scarfella, my government, Morrison, M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N, Morrison. You find me there. Probably you put Scarfella in there. I'm sure. I don't think there's another one up there. Just put Scarfella and you'll find it. You can find me on Reverb Nation, MySpace. I still mess around with that. That's still Scar Music Group, MySpace/Scar Music Group. I still play around with that a little bit. This is 50.com. You know, basically anything that got a site on it that you can listen to music. Even yourself, right? Yours is even set up for people to make profiles of themselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my website. Yeah, Intune definitely is a website where people can go on and make a profile and stuff of that nature.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to be there. You can go right to Peace Joint. She's going to set it up so you can put music on it. You can go right there while you're listening to her, you know. You can go right there. That's where it's going to be. As soon as
definitely.
She tells me I put it there, I'm going to put it there.
You boys can put it there.
Okay,
feel
so
free.
We're going to get it tomorrow. We're going to get it tomorrow. I'll text you and let you know. Yo, it's there. Look for it.
Okay,
there.
No problem. And for those, I just made it easier for all our listeners and supporters, and for those that's digging Scarfella or have any questions or just want to, you know, have him on your iPod list, which I'm already currently doing right now as we speak, definitely look him up on my page. I just definitely posted him on the Intune page and on the Intune like page. Definitely go. And I made it convenient for those that are lazy to just go click on the link, and it will take you right to Scarfella. Right off the back, as soon as you click the link.
Okay. That's what it
okay.
is. And you meet good people like yourself, and that's why this business is going to work, because I stay good with people. I want to make it so I never got no bad thing with nobody, you know what I'm saying? I come in peace. I come in business, you know what I'm saying? Let's get that, all that playing around, because some people don't play around when it comes to that door and that money, man, you know what I'm saying? So we got to be more astute about our business. Be there on time. Be there 15 minutes early. By always coming
definitely.
Late. It's what you late for, man. You know what I'm saying? And just with people like you who just, you know, hey, I put this stuff there, go get it, you know? How can I lose?
Definitely. How can you? You never will. So again, you know, Scarfell, I just want to thank you for taking the time to come on the show today. It's been a long time coming, but you're definitely family now. So whenever you have a new project or you have something, an artist or something like that that you're trying to promote, definitely reach out to me and let's make it happen. And before I let you go, I just wanted to see if you had anything that you wanted to tell any of the, you know, artists that's coming up, any advice or food for thought.
Don't stop. Be careful of people around you. They're not always your friends. You know, watch them. Like I just say, watch them. I'm not saying make sure that they do what they're supposed to do. That's very key in what you're doing, watching what's around you. Everything is not your friend. Just keep going. That's the most important advice I can give you. Everything is not your friend. There you go.
Exactly. Thank you so much for, you know, your insight, for sharing your story with us, and definitely your good music with us. And we look forward to all you have to come, and definitely keep me posted about Jerusalem, because I have a youth show coming up, and I would love for him to come on it, because he would just be like the main attraction. I mean, 7 years old, he has to come before them all.
Okay, listen. There it is. I got you tomorrow. It'll be there tomorrow. For sure.
Okay.
I told you it was. Thanks. It's going to be there, and we're going to set up a date and get him popping, all right?
No, not a problem whatsoever. And thank you for being you. Thank you for being amazing. And thank you for being such a wonderful uncle to someone like him. Because you know what? This is how, like you said, the youth need to be motivated, through individuals like yourself. And I wish there was a billion more like you. So continue your stride. I see nothing but stars shining around you. And I'm just proud and privileged to be able to call you a family member.
Well, thank you for having me, everybody in Young Ball. You know what I'm saying? It's a pleasure me being there. Thank you one more time for InTune Radio. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed myself.
Not a problem. And I'll post the archive link so all those that missed your show can definitely click on it and, you know, always refer to it for, you know, forever. So that way you can add it to your resume, your, you know, booking sheet and everything else. So definitely it'll be archived and on your Facebook page shortly.
Okay. And I'm going to go get that.
Okay.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you for having me, y'all.
No, not a problem. I love you. Welcome anytime, okay? You have a great rest of the evening.
You too.
Okay.
You have a great evening, too. You have a great show. Have a great show.
Thank you so much. Bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Scarfella. Definitely, definitely motivated, enthusiastic. He's ready for the world. Definitely, I love it. And definitely know where he's going. And what touched me the most about, like, talking to him tonight is that for those that listen to previous shows, you know, like, he really put it out on the forefront about his mother and not being able to have his mom, and, you know, which led to his, you know, doing the things that he did. But from all the things that he did, he was able to pull away from that, extract away from it, I should say, and start his life on another plateau, which is an amazing thing. And he also brought up another key point that, you know, there's a lot of people out here, I'm not just going to say males, but because there's females as well, believe it or not, that's out here caught on these video games and Farmville and all of this, and we're all guilty of something. We're all guilty of something, even myself. However, you have to learn how to separate and pull away and extract from certain things and focus on the world around you. Because like he just stated, he could easily just sit around and do nothing all day. But what time and what's good in wasting time like that when there's so many good things out here waiting for us to just make things happen, or so many good opportunities, but we miss them by sitting around twiddling our thumbs. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. And like I stated in the beginning of the show, like, I'm definitely not reaching out to people on Facebook no more or any other social networks in terms of this launch of this magazine, because I realize that the severity of what I'm trying to do is not on everybody's level, and I'm okay with that. I'm definitely going to start reaching out and to people off any social networks to build my team to get this magazine off and popping. And for those that, you know, started this, signed contracts with me and definitely reneged on all that they did, I'm definitely not mad at you. Miss P still love you. You're still family. But as the saying goes, you know, you never miss a good thing until it's gone. So that's just to say, you know, wake up, people. Grab a hold of yourself. Grab a hold of your life. And if you cannot be committed to no one else in your life, at least be committed to yourself. If you're complaining about things that you want done in your life, you are the first person that has to make the step towards making those changes. If I'm saying that I'm broke, then I have to figure out a way to get money so I can handle myself. If I'm saying I'm tired of laying around, I want to do something, then I have to make the first steps to get up and do something. So as the saying goes, you know, I don't just like talk and preach. I like to be the one that I'm constantly learning from people and they're constantly learning from me, because no one is perfect and no one is exempt, you know, and that's why I said it, you know, if you're around good people, good things will happen. So shout out to my girl Fee Sexy Ma again, because when I need someone to talk to, that's the person that's there for me. And we all should have someone that's definitely in our circle that, you know, we can definitely, you know, have to embrace when times are crazy or even when times are good, you know. And I'm just grateful that Jerusalem has Scarfella, because there's not a lot of children that's growing up in this day and age or the last past couple of years that really have anybody as a role model outside of a celebrity to really grasp onto. So I'm really feeling you, Scarfella, for that. Shout out to you again for being amazing with your nephew. So before I let you babies go, you know, I want to play another song or so. You know, I have some lined up here, so I might as well get it off. This one is going to be for Wordplay, and this one is called So Much More. And the reason why I'm playing this song tonight is because Miss P just have a lot of, like, freaky things on her mind tonight, so I'm just going to kind of convey how I feel through a few tracks. And the first song that I played earlier was by LBD. That was Slow. Shout out to those girls again doing the damn thing. And now this one is by Wordplay, So Much More. Let's listen in.
Inside of you, girl, it's so beautiful.
so that was so much more about Wordplay Slater. So for all those that's interested in hearing more of his music, I just posted his link on my Facebook page. So you definitely could click on that and friend him or just inquire about some of his tracks and stuff like that. He has some nice stuff. Wordplay was back on one of my earlier shows when I first started the Intune Show, and he's really an awesome individual with an amazing story and amazing accomplishments throughout his stories and his journey in life. He definitely came back on the show recently, and he was a guest host. So he's doing his thing out there. He's definitely dedicated, and, you know, I definitely have mad love for him and mad love for his girlfriend, Candace. So shout out to Candace, too. Definitely, she has amazing voice, too. I can't get her on the show, but it's all good. I understand, Candace. I understand. Maybe one day soon you'll definitely give Miss P a little bit of your time. So definitely check him out. So another track that I wanted to play tonight is called SMJ by C.R. Bundy. And it's another song that I thought was a hot track because you really find, like, guys that's really making tracks these days that's related to females, something positive and uplifting, and men really putting their feelings out there. So anyone that's been in a relationship or in a marriage or in like or a crush or whatever, you know how it is where it's like us women, we're always the vulnerable ones. We're always the ones that's putting our feelings out there, and the men are always like, with these attitudes like, yeah, whatever, it doesn't matter, you know, whatever, man, whatever. Well, the reason why I'm resonating with these particular songs are because, you know, they're about us, you know, giving love to the ladies. So let's listen in. This one is SMJ by C.R. Bundy. Let me know what you guys think. 818-495-6975.
I've been lonely. I've been waiting for you. I'm pretending.
It's about you, Angel Face. Yeah.
The love I'm sending ain't making it through.
Let's go. I'm tired of reminiscing, sitting and dwelling on us kissing. Like we go to Shaq, damn, I really miss them. Seeing men wasn't born with intuition. If I was, I'd probably make better predictions. Shit, mama, listen, I'm sick of all this hoping and wishing. I'll be your rap star, be my video vixen. I'm trying to own what them other niggas was renting. Your heart, and I'm awaiting their conviction. Ah, time was come, that's what you told me. I'm trying to bring you a ring, I'll be your Kobe. But your love for me is called a slow leak. Or that's how it seems, so to speak. I would slave for you, you be a slave owner. Satisfy your need for head, I'll be your brain donor. I'm loved, don't want no plans of ever being sober. But let me know if I should hang over.
I've been lonely, yeah. I've been waiting for you.
Long, long time.
I'm pretending, and that's all I can do.
That's all I can do.
The love I'm sending ain't making it through.
Oh, man.
A place. I love you with 143s, and if I ever went to shop, I'm willing to cop in threes. That's one for you with one for me, and big, well, names that gotta be mentioned. I'm just hoping I'm getting your attention. Tell me something, I'm hanging hand suspension. Them other bras, I put them on suspension till I feel your love completely gone missing. That's when I say, well, maybe in another lifetime, maybe in a different state of mind, you'll be mine. Damn, how I need a lifeline. Just wishing I could read the signs, but I guess love is blind. But who would've knew it blind you? If I'm something you forgot, then let me remind you. A-Train, 25 bus, swaggerific dude. The one that bagged your number really smooth. Remember me? Engrave our names in your memory. That's SMJ and CRB. If you ever need something, you can count on me. And I love you to the day that I R.I.P.
Wow. Did he say he love you to the day that he R.I.P.? Like, really? Well, hopefully, you know, it doesn't take death for her to realize that that he loves her. So for all of those that are digging that track, that's SMJ by C.R. Bundy. I just posted his link on my Facebook page, and he, and just to kind of talk about C.R. Bundy for a little brief sec, he's definitely starting his own blog talk radio show, which is awesome, and it's called I'm Smack Boys. So it's going to be him, and it's going to be his boy Flip. So basically, I'm really looking forward to this show because it's just going to be like jibber-jab, jab-and-jib-jib or whatever about, like, the perspective of a high individual and a drunk person. So this should be really, really interesting. So CRB is supposed to be the drunk person because he's not a smoker, and his boy Flip's supposed to be the high person because he's not a drinker. So basically it's just going to be antics on politics, on relationships, life, love, whatever, you know, and their opinions on it from their perspective of a high and drunk person. So this should be really, really funny and really, really interesting. So shout out to CR Bundy and Flip for the Smack Boys debut that's about to launch. I'm definitely going to be tuning into that. So as soon as I get some more updates on their show and when it starts and things of that nature, you know how I like to show love. So I definitely will be posting their info out there for people to follow up on, because I'm sure it's going to be interesting. So without further ado, let's play That's My Baby by Adonis.
That's my baby. You have every right to be mad, 'cause you my baby, but I know you'll be alright. Sometimes I feel like you impatient, and that's when I gotta step in and save the night. I'm so in love, but what we gotta do just to put up a fight? Maybe make love, and I'm still on the scene like I dressed to kill. Left the market is what they call it, and my heart can't take games at your own will. Spin it again and you'll see that you are not a loser, baby, you everything. That's my baby. Cupid got a gun, and baby, we got time to run. So his bullets is gold, and my heart is full of it. And I see the leprechaun, but he can't read my palm. So I guess I'm on his journey, all along. But baby, send me a flare, baby. Maybe that'll get me out of here. We in the UK like Donatello will. And I know you can't hear it, so when you smile, I smile back to secure it. Yeah, that'll make me laugh, 'cause baby, you the one, and they the past. That's my baby.
So that was Adonis, and that was That's My Baby. And again, for those who are interested in that track, he has him on iTunes. I just posted him on the Intune page on Facebook, so you definitely can get his link and see what else he has popping off. That was a good track, That's My Baby. And for the last song of the night, you know, like I said, I'm just trying to show love to all these guys out here that send me tracks, and they're definitely showing love to the ladies. I'm definitely into that. So, I mean, if I can meet someone like that, like a guy that is, like, cool like that, or let me retract that. because I'm not really looking for anyone. But, you know, when at that time when I was out there mingling and kind of looking for that special someone to resonate with, if there were more men out there that was kind of like coming at me like this, like these songs, then, you know, Miss P would have been in a relationship a long time ago. With the, you know, but with these the attitudes and the music that's being played at the time when I was out there looking for that someone, you know, they was all taking heed to, yeah, that bitch ain't this and she ain't that and my money this and suck my you know what and whatever, whatever, and everybody was just crazy pants. So I'm just like, you know, music has changed drastically, excuse me, and I hear that a lot from a lot of artists that come on the show and stuff, and I'm really starting to understand that concept, because at first when people started putting it out, they're like, oh, music is changing. I'm like, doesn't it supposed to? But at the same time, you know, maybe we should follow up with that. Like, is music changing for the better or is music changing for the worse? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not musically inclined, but I know what I like. So with that being said, let's give a shout out to Rose. You know, this one, he redid a Drake song called Fancy. So this is his rendition of Fancy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Young Rose and Drake. Enjoy. She gets too fancy. See, I love myself, but she love me too. So it's only obvious who I choose, but I ain't tryna lose her for some reason. She was the best episode of my season, but she's so fancy, and I promote her. Fine wine and Fiji water, never sip soda. With her young body, but her mind's older. She had a rough past, so our heart's colder. And when tears fill her face, I give her my shoulder. Yeah, cry to your mascara gone. Your heart living in winter, I'ma make it warm. And when I said that, her eyes let a storm. No, don't cry, Cinderella. Cause if the shoe fit, your life would be better.
So much better.
Take my last name, that's us mixed together. I picture us in the sky, fly like a feather. Stop shopping, mama, you don't need the cart. I don't care how you look, I just want your heart. You shine, ma, you can wear the dark. And you coming with me when I climb up the charts. I promise, from my honest heart, that my love would never finish even when we start. Damn. And now I understand, she only dressed fancy to show that she can.
5 1/2 and boys, asses off the hook. Cinderella about to lose the glass off her foot. And when I find it, it's when I find you. And we can do the things we never got the time to. Better late than never, but never late is better. They tell me time is money, but we'll spend it together. I'm down for whatever, you just lead the way. We go to dinner, y'all don't even look at me to pay. Mature women with more than me were the first to tempt me. And Jason had this girl Tammy with a purple Bentley. How she got it, I ain't never get to ask. I just knew that she was fine like a ticket on the dash. Yeah, but shout out to the homeowners. The girls that got diplomas and enough money to loan us a little something extra, should we ever need it. If it sounds like you, then let me hear you repeat it.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh?
Yeah, so that was Rose Fancy. So that's going to conclude tonight's show, but I thank you guys for taking the time to tune in to the Intune show. Definitely tune in on Tuesday. We're going to have some great guests on the show, and I'm so excited about it. And I look forward to, you know, hearing from you babies or having you guys tune in on this upcoming Tuesday. The topic of the show is going to be, is being materialistic in a relationship a good or a bad thing? So I definitely want to get you guys feedback on that. And, you know, take it down if you haven't taken it down already. 818-495-6975. I'm currently working on I'm currently working on updating the Intune website. So for those who haven't yet to join, it's ntuned.webs.com. Join, because the calendar is going to be on there. I'm going to spend less time on Facebook and working on the magazine. So definitely, if you want to find Miss P, you definitely can look me up and find me on the Intune website or the Off the Page magazine.com website, or definitely by email, missp@offthepagemagazine.com. I'm going to definitely, again, be less on Facebook or any of these social networking because I'm not really getting anything accomplished in my life that I really want to. So, you know, once in a while I'll be on. So if it takes me a little bit longer to get back to you guys, don't take it personal. Reach me by email or, you know, I'll get back to you when my time permits because I definitely have to strategize and change my direction on the things that I'm doing to get things accomplished for it to come to fruition. So our host on the show is going to be James Kessie, so I look forward to that. We're going to be interviewing Michelle Bennett. And that should be an awesome, you know, show. So tune in again. And I just want to thank you for all the love and the support that you continuously give me and you continuously give the show. So I'm going to let y'all go before I start stumbling over my words again because it's making no sense how I'm like duh, every 2 seconds, okay? You would think that after a whole year of doing this that I'll have it together by now, okay? But I'm still in the learning process, so bear with me, guys. And, again, I thank you all. And I will talk to you on Tuesday.
Place to be for all the unsigned hype. You a hardcore artist or song